As we just talked about, the increase of drug use and overdoses in New Jersey is leading to efforts to treat and combat the issue. Some of these ideas are new, and others have been relied upon because, well, they actually work. My next guest is here with the second part of that equation, here to explain how the September 27th Sussex County Prescription Drug Disposal Day works and what it helps prevent, and how it helps prevent what it prevents, from the Center for Prevention and Counseling. Please say good morning to Becky Carlson. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Chris.
And like I said, September 27th, and it'll be from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And one thing I've noticed now, Becky, is when we used to talk about this way back when this all started, we used to have to go through a list of locations because it was a one-time, one-day-only situation. But other than the Byram ShopRite and Hamburg Police Department, all these other locations are 24/7 drop-off points now.
That's correct. We're really lucky that we have seven police departments in our county that have permanent disposal boxes available every day 24/7 for people to utilize. So that's really great, and it's really part of the equation in helping to get people to get any unused, expired, old medications out of their homes.
And those locations, you can see the locations, by the way, at centerforprevention.org, Andover Police, Hardyston Police, Opacon Police, the State Police Barracks in Augusta, Newton, Sparta, as well as the Vernon Police Departments, in addition to the Byram ShopRite and Hamburg Police Department. Those two locations will just be on Saturday the 27th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., but the rest are, like Becky just said, 24/7. And you can also find out more as far as what to bring. But with that in mind, Becky, too, a lot of people they just think because it came from a pharmacist that it's good forever. And it's the old joke, you know, you open up a medicine cabinet over the sink and it's almost like there's overcrowded closet and stuff just comes falling out because people just load up on this stuff for so long and they just never think of getting rid of it.
I think that's true. I think sometimes when you have an illness or you're given a painkiller or, you know, some medication after your problem has abated, you take it and you put it somewhere thinking that maybe I'll need it another time or don't really know what to do with it and, you know, end up, as you say, piling up a lot of medications. And it's really important for us to always remember the idea that we need to monitor what we have, to secure what we have, and dispose of it properly. And by having these different locations, two extra ones, including the seven permanent ones that day on the 27th, but having this really, people geographically in Sussex County have no excuse not to be able to find a location because they really are throughout the county, which is really wonderful.
Do these even prescription drugs and over-the-counter medications, we've talked often about how marijuana is a gateway for harder stuff because Sooner versus later, the high you get off of what you start off with just doesn't cut it anymore. You need either more, or you go for something stronger. Is that the same situation with prescription over-the-counter medications for kids, that they get a good high off of it, but then it's like, oh, this isn't doing it anymore. It's time to go get the heroin.
I think that is definitely part of the equation that, you know, because they are accessible, because they are available like never before, that, you know, when young people do try something to get, you know, a high from it, they do want to go on sometimes to other things. And that's why with heroin being cheaper and in some cases easier to get, a lot of times we see people using pain medications and, you know, abusing pain medications and going on to abuse heroin. So it's definitely, you know, there's definitely a link. And sometimes when young people are drinking, you know, alcohol or using marijuana or other drugs, and they build up a tolerance or they also are under the influence, they're much more chance when under the influence to be willing or able to try something else, which, you know, a lot of times people will steal just a couple from a bottle of, you know, Vicodin and just a couple from Oxycontin and just a couple Xanax. And then when they're together at a party or just hanging out, you know, hey, look what I've got. Here's what I've got. And, you know, willing to try it, not really understanding the harm or the risks that they put themselves under.
Talking with Becky Carlson from the Center for Prevention about this year's countywide prescription drug and over-the-counter drug disposal day. It's happening on Saturday, September 27th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the, hopefully you know by now, the 24/7 disposal locations, which are at the Andover, Hardyston, Hopatcon, Newton, Sparta, and Vernon Police Departments, as well as the State Police Barracks in Augusta. And in addition to that, on Saturday the 27th, the Byram ShopRite the Byram Police will be there, and Hamburg Police Department on Orchard Street. Again, you can get these locations and more information at centerforprevention.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. How successful has this program been over the years that's been going on?
It's been very successful. We've, in the last couple of years, collected, it's probably close, now it's got to be close to 4,000 pounds of medication here in our county alone. And this is not just happening in our county, it's happening throughout the state of New Jersey and across the nation. So it's, you know, since 2009, when these programs became available to have these disposal days throughout our country, people are, you know, have jumped on the bandwagon and are, you know, utilizing this as a prevention measure to reduce access of all the prescription meds, you know, to people, so to young people and young adults. So it's such a proactive program, and I really have to give credit to our law enforcement for doing, you know, going beyond and you know, stepping up to the plate here to do these programs, because it's really, I think, effective way of us helping to reduce access of medications to people that don't need them.
And for someone who might be hesitant, because you always hear about the arrest for someone possessing some prescription drug, painkiller is not theirs, and this is all anonymous, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. People bring it any time to any of them. No questions asked. You put the medication, you know, in the box, and it is taken safely away periodically by the DEA and incinerated. So it's a safe and secure, and it's no questions asked. So really, people should, you know, be looking to get rid of the medications they have in their home. People don't realize sometimes. We get reports from realtors that have open houses, and after they've had the open house, turns out that somebody went into the bathroom or wherever, you know, the medication was stored, but a lot of times in the bathroom and stolen medication.
Wow.
We get reports even from grandparents that, you know, their grandchild was over and didn't take all of it, but took, you know, 10, 15 of the Xanax or whatever pain medication. So, you know, really making sure that we secure what we have, we monitor what we have, and dispose of it properly. Those three steps are just three really important steps for us all to be thinking of when we have medications in our home.
Wrapping our time with Becky Carlson from the Center for Prevention about the September 27th countywide prescription drug disposal day, happening again this Saturday the 27th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Complete info is at centerforprevention.org. How much do these events serve as a means for your organization, law enforcement, to get better knowledge out there about not just this, but other risks, other dangers, other growing threats that are happening as far as abuse and substances and everything that you guys cover?
I think it's, you know, an important part of it. It's another piece of the prevention tool. But when we're, you know, doing these events, there is information out there for people, and they can talk to the police officer, they can talk to prevention people, talk to the pharmacists in the stores, you know, that really you do care about making sure that we keep our kids and our young people safe. So, you know, the awareness is a whole other part of this that is great, because some people don't realize that, you know, having medication in their home when they have a workman coming into the house, possibly, or like I said, an open house or young people, is a risk. So, you know, it's awareness that, oh, I don't need to just dispose of it, but I need to make sure that I'm keeping it somewhere safe.
I know you've been thinking about, oh, okay, I'll get to that, I'll do it later, I got time tomorrow, then tomorrow comes and goes. Well, this is the best chance you can do it, because A, you don't want to just flush it, that just fouls the water up and make a whole environmental situation doing it the people think the quick way. And when you just simply bring what you don't need anymore, expired, unwanted, belonging to deceased family, even pets, for example, too, that's something else. It's the countywide prescription drug disposal day coming up on Saturday, September 27th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the normal locations that are available 24/7, not just on the 27th, at the police departments for Andover, Hardyston, and Patcon, Newton, Sparta, Vernon, and the State Police Barracks in Augusta. In addition, the Byram Shopper number 206, the Byram Police will be there, and the Hamburg Police Department. Just a simple, anonymous, free way for you to make your home a little safer and make it safer for your kids, grandkids, kids who visit, and just prevent what is, as we've talked about so often in the show, a growing concern and a growing problem. This is your way to start lowering that risk, the growth of that risk that we've all read about and fear invading our homes. Best way to prevent it is by removing it, and this is the way to do that. Learn more at centerforprevention.org. And from the Center for Prevention, we've been joined this morning with Becky Carlson. Becky, as always, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris.